Tēnā koe, Winston. It's Hiniani Melbourne here. Giving Dale a rest so that he can watch some sports today. How are you?
Kia ora. Very well, thank you very much.
Hey, there didn't seem to be a large coverage in the media of the Chinese Premier's visit. But I thought, wow, he's one of the top people in China and he's come down to New Zealand. Shouldn't we as New Zealanders have placed more importance on his visit?
You know, I can't tell you how much of the coverage I saw, but if that's your impression, then I'd be somewhat alarmed, because it's an extraordinarily important country, the second highest population in the world, the second largest economy in the world. I kind of think a country like ours should be taking interest, and that can only be provided by the media. And if they weren't doing that, I can't explain it.
So what does his presence mean here, his presence in Aotearoa, mean for New Zealand trade?
Well, the point is we have a trade relationship with China. It's an extraordinarily important one, and it is a case of always adding on something of improvement to expand it, to take it into wider fields of commerce and trade and services. All these things are seriously important, because it might sound dull, but it's the kind of work and initiatives that pays people's wages and pays the tax and keeps the health system going and keeps the police on the street and the fire service going. That's why it's important.
And it's also important that the PM is in Japan with a trade delegation, because Japan is one of our important partners in business as well.
Again, it is very important. But you know something, every trading relationship is important now. We've got to step it up and expand as much as we can into new places and to broaden the trading relationships with old places, because we're not doing as well as we should do. And a lot of that's down to a lack of foresight and a lack of effort in past times. And it's catching up with us now.
Mm. And what do you hope comes out of Japan? Because isn't your job to go around in front of the Prime Minister, really, or in front of these delegations to set up the relationships?
Well, it's precisely that, and that's why I've covered so much ground in the first 6 months. In fact, don't get me wrong about this, but we've covered more ground in this last 6 months than my predecessor did in 3 years. And I don't blame her, because she didn't want the job in the first place. I know, but with very great clarity, she never wanted the job, but you've got to get out there and go as hard as you can. And it's about the Minister of Trade and myself as Foreign Minister opening the way for our businesses in this country, all sorts of businessmen and women, to get out there and do far better in those societies and in those business worlds in which we need to get new exposure.
If anything, what is like some of the weaknesses of our trade in these big markets?
Look, we've never put enough people on the ground. I can show you the comparison between, say, ourselves and Singapore, and ourselves as an island, two similar-sized population countries, where they put 2.5 times more people in the field than we do. We've been making these claims over all these years about punching above our weight. It's not true at all. If we are punching above our weight, because there's no weight below us, that's what the point is here. We're not putting efforts in. And the consequence of that is we haven't got enough help in the local market. It's a sad thing, but successive governments have done it. And when every time you try and say, look, you've got to do better than that, it's sort of, yes, yes, three bags full. But the rubber's meeting the road now, or rather, the rubber's not meeting the road, and that's because we haven't got any rubber in the first place. So we're out there doing as much as we can. We've saved the foreign affairs presence, the trade and enterprise presence as well, but we're going to have to look forward in the future to expand that as much as possible. But every post has got to be made a winning post now. No time to dream and think about things. We've got to make it work, because our economy depends upon it.
And with our economy, we're also looking at high unemployment rates at the moment, and business confidence waning in terms of costs of living and trying to make a profit. So this is so important. And what do you think needs to be done next?
Well, you know, you raise a good issue, but last year you saw the election campaign where all sorts of statements were made which reflected 99% of the time that they didn't understand how serious the economy was, truly, or how seriously bad it was. And here we are, waiting around today for the latest figures. Well, we are in recession. I don't know why we're kidding ourselves. And yes, I just heard an economist talking about getting inflation down to 2%. Well, that's not actually the target rate, really. The target rate's wider than that. And so you get misunderstandings like I'm hearing at the moment, then we're never going to get on top of it. All I'm saying is a time for eyes wide open approach to politics and our economy. We can turn this around, but we can't turn it around if we've got a whole lot of misnomers out there that are regarded as standard bearers for the future.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. What are you doing for the rest of the week and what are you looking forward to coming up soon?
Well, I'm so pleased you asked. Today we're heading off to Auckland. Tomorrow we're going down for another thing at Corfu for the Provincial Growth Fund, it used to be called. Now we've had the name changed by the Labor Party, but still our Provincial Growth Fund, because we're building things all over this country. And like we did, for example, in this case of Portaki, where the biggest mussel farm in the world is coming, with a 300-person factory there, brand new, to deal with mussels, which are anti-cancerous, by the way, because they're our green-lipped mussels, the only biggest indigenous export we've got. And we're doing that in the Coromandel. We're doing it at the oyster farms and a whole lot of other things around New Zealand, adding it up day by day. And I'm so pleased you asked. We're going down with Shane Jones to keep things going.
Ka pai. Are you heading to Ruatoria for the investiture of Sir Selwyn Parata?
I'd love to, you know, but the trouble is it's time because Parliament starts back, Cabinet starts back on
Monday.
Next Monday, yeah. And on the weekend, you've still got to keep everything else going. I would love to otherwise.
Ka pai. Well, thank you very much for your time and enjoy your trips around. Well, at least you're back home in Aotearoa. Pity you weren't somewhere like Hawaii where it's warmer.
Look, we're not out there to enjoy ourselves. We're out there to make our country great again.
Ka pai. Right? Yes. Make
thank
it
you.
New Zealand great again. Kia ora.
Yes. Bye-bye.